Nothing But the Storm, written by Frithenthorns, read by Dana Scully, 1013. Fandom, Guardian. There is nothing to cling to in this storm. It's inside him, mostly, but Shen Wei feels it also in the air around. A rising tension, a pressure building towards a hurricane. Dark energy thickens and curdles in the eddies of the Merit Rush's influence, the gentle summer a mockery veneered on top. The storm inside him is worse. He tries not to look straight at it, tries to hold it penned in the back of his mind, but it leaks out constantly. Warring energies inside him, fighting and writhing, tainting everything. Every action he takes as the envoy, every moment he shares with Zhao Yunlan. It hurts. A low, nauseating ache, like a migraine that lurks and sinks its claws into him when he moves too sharply, when he expends his powers unwisely. Zhao Yunlan knows that things are wrong, that Shen Wei is wrong. He is angry when he wakes to find Shen Wei already setting the table, steeping tea, and he strides across the apartment, barreling through the invisible fault lines in the air. "What are you doing?" he demands. "You should still be in bed." It maybe isn't really anger. It's fear and urgency. It's what enabled him to drag them both out of Dixing yesterday while Shen Wei had been faint and exhausted and clinging to the threads of his resolve to stay upright. He had fought for each breath around the bone-deep imprints of Ye Zun's chains. "This isn't causing me harm," Shen Wei says. He's pouring tea. He isn't lying, so long as it's only the tea he's referring to. Zhao Yunlan looks at him, and then at his hands, which Shen Wei knows are perfectly steady. Electric flashes of energy spasm through his veins, but he's adept at holding in the effects by now. If it hadn't been for that night with the knife, Zhao Yunlan might have never known at all. "Shen Wei," Zhao Yunlan says, low and unhappy, and somehow that's the thing which hurts worst of all. They should be talking right now, discussing what the day would bring, and the night after that. This stretching tension in the world should be a thing they share the burden of together, not something pulling them apart. Shen Wei has considered 1,000 times taking that step, sharing all he knows, all he is, all Zhao Yunlan is. In the dead of the night, the words he needs shape themselves on his tongue, but they remain there, becoming bitter as he holds them in. He doesn't dare. He doesn't dare to face the consequences, to face Zhao Yunlan's anger and hurt at these secrets kept away from him. No, that's still not the truth. What he doesn't dare face is Zhao Yunlan, beloved, passionate, refusing to accept the only logical outcome of the plans Shen Wei is painfully assembling, forcing himself in front of Shen Wei as a shield, a lightning rod. Unacceptable. Shen Wei serves breakfast, and if he can't move entirely as though he's not in pain, at least he can misdirect attributed it to his recent captivity. Zhou Yunlan shrugs on a set of clothes and returns to the table, watching, his palpable concern another smothering tension. He takes Shen Wei's arm at the end of the meal, and Shen Wei has to fight not to flinch as, unprepared, the howl of energies inside him spark against those beneath Zhao Yunlan's skin. He can never tell Zhao Yunlan that it hurts to touch him now. "Stay home today," Zhao Yunlan says. "Rest, please." He doesn't want to agree, but he's so tired of fighting, of everything, of this endless grinding ache that's milling down his soul. "All right," he says, and is rewarded by an unlooked-for flash of relief in Zhao Yunlan's face. There's no rest to be found, though. Not with the walls pressing inwards under the weight of the future. Not with everything coiling, counting down. So he crosses town, walking slowly, and he arrives too late. His brother, Zhao Yunlan, the hollows, the whirling gale made manifest, tearing Zhao Yunlan away, and Shen Wei has known that this must be coming, has been dreading it, but the foreknowledge hasn't helped him one bit and doesn't help now. He knows where Zhao Yunlan has been taken to, and that he will be swept away once more, and after that, only an awful, yawning void of not knowing. Maybe never knowing. The traitorous fear Shen Wei has never fully examined. Maybe this is it. Maybe his time with Zhao Yunlan was brief and glorious and finite, as his time with Kunlun was, and maybe this process of forging himself into a weapon will be for nothing, because he's doing this to save Zhao Yunlan, and maybe he can't, maybe it was never possible. The hallow's energy strobes through its crescendo, resonating with the energies inside Shen Wei. Agony, a pitiless power. He hurls himself into the teeth of the storm. The end.